Are you ready for the word of God? Hallelujah. This is Palm Sunday, and of course, let me tell you this, next week, next Sunday, of course, is Resurrection Sunday, and we will be having communion together. Praise God. So invite your family, your friends, whoever you know, invite them to come to church next Sunday as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he just didn't die? Matter of fact, let me take it back another step. Aren't you glad he wasn't just born and then just die? No. He rose again. He rose again. Praise God. And so we're going to celebrate next week his resurrection. And I'm so glad to know that he was born, he lived, he died, and he rose again for me. And right now, as I speak, he's seated on the right hand of God the Father. Hallelujah. And let me tell you this, very, very shortly, he's coming back again. He's going to get up from the right hand of the Father, and he's coming on the clouds, and he's coming to get his people. Amen. Now that excites me. I don't know about you, but that excites me. And I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Do not allow the cares of this life to bring you down. Because we have a great future. We have a bright future. But let me tell you something else. We have a great present. Because he is seated on the right hand of God the Father. And we can, are you listening to me? And we can, and we have been invited to do so, to come boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we might receive whatever it is we need to get us through life. I'm so glad Jesus said that I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you as orphans to try to struggle and make it on your own. He says, no, I'm going to send you a helper. And he's going to help you, and he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. And he's going to be with you, and he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you still here with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, just kind of nudge somebody if you're close enough to them. Just kind of nudge them and ask them, are you glad you're in church this morning? And if they say no, ask them why not. And there's not a good reason not to be in church. But we do have the altar open for you to get set free if you're miserable. Glory to God. All right, we're going into the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together here today. Thank you, Father, for your holy presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for your holy presence. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those that are here, those that are watching the live stream here today. I pray, Father God, that they will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your life-giving word. And Father, I rest in you. I yield my vessel to you. You speak through me what you want the people to hear. Minister to them through the words that I speak, Father God. And I make the decision to speak your words and your words only. And Father, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah. I began a message last week entitled, Let's Finish Strong. How many of you want to finish strong?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, now the truth is that there's going to be some folks just going to kind of stumble into heaven. What I mean by that is they're born again. They're truly born again. Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. But beyond that, they don't have a whole lot going for them. Not because of God, but because of them. And there are many things there, and I'm going to cover some things with you today. But we must make a decision that I am going to finish strong for God.
Amen.
I'm going to finish strong. Everything comes to an end. Our life here in this earth is going to be over at some point in time. It's going to be over. And when we look back over our life, what will we see? What will we see? And I hope you can look back and say, glory to God.
Yeah.
I had my issues. Jesus Christ came in to my life. He set me free.
Amen.
But I'm finishing strong.
Amen.
I'm finishing strong.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Turn again to Psalm 71, the 71st Psalm. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the 71st Psalm. And I'll read the 17th and the 18th verse, which says, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, how many of you want to be old and gray-headed? Amen. Now, that should be all of you. Amen. Now I could. This is a good place where I could start meddling. But our desire should be to grow old and gray-headed. Even if you do have hair dye on it, even if you are wearing a wig or weave, am I going too far? Keep it down. Keep preaching. Listen, we can have fun in church. Because see, I'm going to talk about myself also. Amen. I want to be old and gray-headed too, although you can't see it. You can't see it. Some of you men, can I have an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But let me read it again. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, that's whether we have hair or not, or don't matter what kind of hair we got or the lack thereof. When we are old and gray-headed, and listen at what he says, oh God, do not forsake me. How many of you know he already promised us he would never leave us and he would never forsake? He already promises that. Amen. Until, listen at this, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Glory to God. That's called finishing strong. Can I get amen on that? Now, I told you last week, and I'll repeat it again, that first of all, we need to have a heart and a desire for our generation, for our particular generation. But don't get me wrong on that. Jesus told the disciples to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So he said, preach it to everybody. Amen. But you know, you need to have a heart for your age group and people in your general age group and reach out to them. Amen. Especially if you're young, because there's a lot of hurting young people. Are you still here? There's a lot of hurting young people. There's a lot of young people that don't have any direction for their life. Amen. They don't have any you know, I've heard it said, and this is so very true. How many of you know that we talked about this last week, that God's given us all purpose, right?
Yeah.
All of us have a purpose. I've heard it said, and I'll repeat it, that, listen to this, when you don't understand the purpose for a thing, you will abuse it. Say that again. When you don't understand the purpose for a thing, you will abuse it. Now that includes you. That includes yourself. When you don't understand the purpose, when you don't understand your purpose, you will abuse it. That's the reason we have folk today abusing their bodies. Abusing their bodies. Putting things into their bodies that's harmful and dangerous to their bodies. Using their bodies in ways that destroying their bodies. We're told in the Word of God to take care of our bodies. Isn't that right? Glory to God. We're told to take care of our bodies because we only have one. And it's for earth only. We need it until we get out of here. In order to do the will of God in this earth, I got to have my body. Once my body can no longer hold my spirit, guess what? My spirit and soul is out of here and my body goes back to the ground. Again, if you don't understand the purpose for a thing, you will abuse it. Understand, God created you for a purpose. And that purpose, first of all, is to serve him. That purpose is to get saved and to serve him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I told you last week that the number one thing I told you was we must understand that this is our appointed time and there is a purpose for our lives, which I just told you. I also told you the second thing I told you was please, 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 I hope you're listening to me, forget your past failures and past disappointments. You cannot move forward if you're still living in the past. You can't move forward if you're still thinking about and dwelling on your past failure. See, that's the reason we have 1 John 1:9 in the Bible. We have a way out. Even when we fail, even when we've missed it, there is a way out for us. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to do what? Whoa, stop. He's faithful and just to do what? Say that again. He is faithful and just to forgive us. To forgive us of our sins. And not only just forgive us, but he said, I'll clean you up. I'll clean you up. Glory to God. Now, if I have been forgiven, cleansed, why should I want to dwell back there? Why? Why dwell back there? That's not productive. That's counterproductive. God wants us to move forward. It's okay to testify, have a testimony of how God delivered you from what you used to be. But you got to make sure you know and the person that you're talking to know that was what you used to be. But that's not who you are today. And you give your testimony to be a blessing to someone else, to let them know that what God did for you, he'll do the same thing for them. If God sets you free, he'll set them free. God delivered you, he'll deliver them. And I am here to tell you, do not listen to the lies of the devil. You can be delivered. Amen. That's the reason the Son of God came. To set the captive free. And don't you buy into this lie that you can't be set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you want to move forward. Don't dwell in the past. Well, you just don't know how I used to be and blah, blah, blah. Don't dwell in the past. Amen. Amen. Jesus took those sins upon himself. No wonder. Think about it for a moment. We're going to move on. Think about it for a moment. The Bible says, if any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creature or a new creation. So now either you're old or you're new. Either you're old or you're new. Well, I stand before you today to declare that I am a brand new person in Christ Jesus. Now, I got saved back in 1969. That was a long time ago. But you know what? I'm still new. I'm still brand new. Glory to God. And because we're new, what are we supposed to do? Walk in the newness of life. Too many Christians are dragging their past, behind them as they travel, carrying that unnecessary load. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're still here. Amen. Number three. Everybody say number three. We must not grow tired or weary. You hear me? Don't allow yourself to get tired of serving God. Don't allow yourself to get tired of coming to church or reading the Word of God or praying or serving others, sharing the gospel. Matter of fact, 2 Thessalonians verse 13 says, but as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in well-doing. As for you, brethren, do not grow weary in well doing. You want, if you feel yourself getting tired, a little weary, just grab your Bible and just go somewhere, just step aside somewhere. And just begin to worship the Lord and just begin to pray in other tongues. To pray in other tongues. Glory to God. Amen. If you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you can pray in other tongues. Amen. If you're not baptized with the Holy Spirit, he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, he will. I said, yes, he will. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And just get somewhere by yourself, you and God, and just begin to pray in other tongues. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, why pray in other tongues? Well, I mean, what does that do for me? Well, you know, Jesus said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible also tells us that God created us spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit, soul, and body. We understand our body. I mean, we can see each other's body. And then we have a soul, which is our emotion, our intellect, and that area. Then we have a spirit, and we are all spiritual beings. As I look across this congregation, I am looking at spiritual beings. What makes you a spiritual being? Because you were created in the image and in the likeness of God Himself. Oh, isn't it, what a privilege! What a privilege. We are created in the image and likeness of God Himself. Why don't you just look around across the congregation just for about 3 or 4 seconds and look at folks that are created in God's image and in His likeness. Oh, isn't this beautiful? I say, isn't this beautiful? Amen. None of us look exactly alike, but we are all created in God's image and in God's likeness. And let me tell you something. God does all things well. He does all things well. So we have to understand then that we are spiritual beings. And so whenever I pray in other tongues, now I'm communicating with my Heavenly Father spirit to spirit. I'm communicating with God spirit to spirit. I'm speaking in a language that I haven't learned. Are you still here? I'm speaking in a language that I have not learned, but it's a spirit-to-spirit communication with God Himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, when I've done this for years and years and years. Man, if I get in a tough spot or dealing with something before I allow myself to get frustrated, man, I'll just start praying in other tongues. It's called praying in the Spirit also. Just praying in the Spirit. Just communicating with my Father. Yes, I pray in my natural language also, but I pray in the Spirit and just fellowshipping with God. It's good to fellowship with God. You hear me? Because I am a spiritual being. I'm created in His likeness. I am supposed to be in communication with Him. Amen. I am supposed to be in communication with Him. Glory. That's the way He like it. He want to be in communication with His people. Glory be to God. Well, preach it, don't take all that. Well, it does for me. Glory to God. I don't believe that. It works for me. And it's in the Bible. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when you feel yourself getting tired, seem like your prayers are not being answered or things just not going right, yes, you can talk to God in your native language about some things, but you also need to just communicate with him spirit to spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Spirit to spirit. I can't answer this, but I'm going to throw the question out anyway. What language, I can't answer it, but what language do you think we'll be speaking in heaven? Will all the Americans be speaking English? I seriously doubt it. Glory to God. I agree, sister, that's heavenly language. Glory to God. Sometimes I remember a number of times that the pressure has been on and I just get by myself, you know. Much as I love my wife, sometimes I want to be by myself and just God and me, amen. Sometimes she wants it God, me, and her, but, and that's good, that's good. But all of us need that time, you hear me? Sometimes, mama, you need to get away from the children for a little bit and just spend that time with God. Sometimes I find me some good anointed music, anointed songs, and just put them on and put it on replay, play over and over and over. As I just sit in the presence of the Lord and meditate the word of God and just fellowship with him and pray in the spirit or in other tongues before the Lord and just let him minister to me as I minister back praises and worship towards him. One of the things I learned, folks, shortly after I got saved, is that we are supposed to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Personal relationship with him. Matter of fact, he is supposed to be number one in our lives. Are you still here? Glory to God. So if you get frustrated before you start ranting and raving and saying things you shouldn't say and later on got to come back and apologize for or fall on your knees and ask God to forgive you for what you said or what you did, why don't you just go ahead and do like one of these old TV shows, Andy Griffith show I used to watch, I still do from time to time, reruns, of course. But, the deputy, Barney Fife, used to say, nip it in the bud. Anybody ever remember hearing that, nip it in the bud? Some of these things we need to go before they start growing, before they get out of hand, just go ahead and nip it in the bud and go ahead spend some time with God. Ask him to forgive you if you need to do that, but worship him and you refuse to give the devil a foothold. Amen. Amen. Now, we're all different. All of us different. Some folks can take anything. I mean, it takes a long time to light their fuse. I mean, they can just take and take and take and take. But then you got others like that. And I mean, they gone, man. They off, we got some finger pointing in here. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. When you spend time with God, You find, if you got a short fuse, you'll find out that after a while, you won't have a fuse at all. Anybody know where, can anybody testify by show of hands? You know the old you. We all know the old us. I remember the old me. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I know as a child, sometimes you just had to do what you had to do. Especially when some of them were bigger than you are, you had to use what you had. You follow what I'm saying? But you know, thank God. Jesus set me free. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. So don't grow tired. Don't pull back. Don't slow down. And here's something we have to watch out for. Just simply becoming indifferent. Okay, whatever. Can I tell you something? Your walk with God is very, very important. The things of God is very, very important. I want you to look around, you know. Thank God for this facility that God has blessed us with and all that he's blessed us with and all that he's blessed you with. And I know I'm looking at some blessed people, and we give God the glory for all that he has blessed us with. But can I let you in on something? I'm not letting you in on something you don't already know, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. One day, all of this, even this facility here, your house, my house, your car, my car, your jewelry, my jewelry, whatever you own, one day it's all going to burn. Some of the things that you think are so important today, one day they'll barely be a memory, if at all. Listen to me real good. Listen to the preacher. I haven't greeted our live stream audience, so live stream audience, hello, hey, love you. welcome aboard. But I want you to listen to this preacher, all of you. It's the things of God that's important. Let me say it another way, because we understand that we have to go to work. There's things we have to get done. You know, you have to wash dishes. You have to mow your grass. You know, those are things that we have to get done. So I'll say it this way. It's the things of God that is the most important. It's the things of God that's going to last. That's what's going to last. So we need to put our primary focus on what's going to last. Amen. There are folks right now that don't know Jesus, and they're working so hard every day, working, trying to build up their bank account, trying to make sure that they have enough money. So whenever they retire, they can live and continue to do the things that they're doing right now, because they've saved, and so they won't have to change anything. They can still buy what they want to buy. But here's the issue, and I've heard this happen, and it's so sad, and you probably heard the same thing. There are people that have worked hard, made a lot of money, retired. And within 6 months of retirement, they're dead. And many of these people died without Jesus. And now the children of the family fighting over the money, fighting over the house, fighting over the cars, they're gone. I'm here to tell you, it's what we do for Christ Jesus that will last. I'm not saying don't save. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we got to make sure we have our priorities in order. Got to have our priorities in order. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So like I said, don't grow tired and don't grow weary. Stay strong in faith. That's number four I want to leave with you. If you're going to finish strong, you're going to have to keep your faith strong. In 2 Thessalonians, you can turn over there with me if you would like. I like what the Apostle Paul said to the Thessalonians. Hallelujah. I'll just begin reading it at verse 1. It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting because, listen to this, because your faith grows exceedingly. Your faith grows exceedingly. And the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. But notice he says, your faith is growing. As I look across this congregation, I'm looking at people with different levels of faith. Not everybody's on the same faith level. Now, if you don't attend to your faith like you would a garden, your faith is going to be weak. Your faith is going to be weak. But if you give attention to your faith, apply the word to your faith, in obedience to the word of God, guess what? Your faith will grow, and it will continue to grow. And the last breath you take on this earth, your faith will still be growing. Hallelujah. And we understand from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, we can't please God. That's a powerful statement right there. Without faith, I cannot please God. We walk by faith. That's how we live, by faith. Word of God tells us that the just shall live how? That means we are to conduct our lives every day. And let me say it this way. We should live a life of faith every day. If it's that important, if faith is that important, that means then we need to give attention to it. Do you know what the devil's coming after? Your faith. That's the reason things from time to time have come down the pipe to try to upset you. Try to get you to replace your faith with fear. But without faith, we can't please him, folks. We got to believe that he is. And we got to believe that he is a rewarder. We've got to believe that when I ask him anything in accordance with his word, he hears me and he will do it for me because I believe him. I believe what he said. See, the walk of faith is believing God, believing what he said, and obeying what he said. A life of obedience. Hallelujah. Can I give you one more before we go home? Amen. Number five. Don't give in to pressure. Especially beginning at the beginning of 2020, I've seen Christians under pressure. Oh my goodness, under pressure. Some gave in, some stood their ground. Hallelujah. Some places, especially in this country, Christians were forbidden to go to church. I'm so glad. I heard the other day, that in the state of South Carolina, churches are considered essential. Amen. Am I right on that? You heard about, anybody else heard about it other than me? I'm glad to know that in our state, church is important. Yes. Going to church is important. Because we've been told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Church is important. Hallelujah. You got to understand that God has all of our answers. So you can't give in to pressure. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm just going to read a little bit, beginning at verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. You see that? This is the Apostle Paul writing. He says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age, you see that God there with little g? Anybody know who that is? That's the devil. That's Satan himself. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let's read on. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Now listen to what he says. Verse 8. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. What is he saying? He said when the pressure was on, we didn't quit. We didn't quit when the pressure was on. When we didn't know what to do, we still didn't quit. We trusted God. And I'm here to tell you as I close this out, it don't matter what you're going through right now, what you're dealing with, the pressure may be on right now. You may not know what the next step is. But I'm here to tell you, God has a way out for you. Don't quit, because God wants you to finish strong. And here's the thing. We got to remember this. God wants me to finish strong. Therefore, if the pressure is on, I can have the peace of knowing that my answer is coming. I have the peace of knowing that I will not fall. I have the peace of knowing that I will not be crushed. I have the peace of knowing that when the dust settles, I'll still be standing. Because he'll be standing right beside me. Glory to God, hallelujah. I said, glory to God, hallelujah. So don't let the pressures of life cause you to quit. You keep pressing on. You keep pressing in. He is with you, and he's faithful that promised you that he's going to help you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. You may not know what the answer is as I speak, but you keep trusting God. You keep your eyes on God. You keep your eyes in his word. You stay in fellowship with him. The answer's coming.
That's right.
Look at somebody and tell them, say, the answer's coming.
The answer's coming.
Glory be to God. The answer's coming. The answer's coming. The answer's coming. You've heard me tell my testimony years ago. My family didn't have any food. Didn't know what we're going to do. We didn't have any food and we didn't have any money. Because we had money, we'd have food. But folk, this fella stopped by the house, had a bag of groceries in his arm. Now they got this little plastic thing with the handles on it, bags and so forth. He had one of these brown bags. Y'all remember the brown grocery bag? full of groceries for us. What do you do when you don't know what to do? You just keep trusting God. Stay in fellowship with Him. When we don't know what to do, He knows what to do. And He's already working on it, even when we don't feel like He is. Even when it looks like He's not. He's still working. And He's working for us. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank You for Your word. Hallelujah. And we thank You that this word is working in our lives. Hallelujah.